It's the Worldwide Sports Radio Network.
Little roller up along first, behind the back, it gets through Buckner, here comes Knight, and the Mets win it!
See you in Pittsburgh.
Can't wait!
I'm fucking watching the game, do you believe in miracles? Yes!
Unbelievable!
The
Giants
are the
best!
The
Giants
are the
best! The Giants are the best! Oh, LeBanc is out on the field, he's going to go into the end zone! He's got it to the other end!
Montana looking, looking, throwing in the end zone!
You're tuned into Game On with Josh Silverberg.
Game On!
Talking all things sports, it's
Game On!
Yeah, Game On!
Game On! Right here on the Worldwide Sports Radio Network.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are live right here on the Worldwide Sports Radio Network. Happy Friday to you all. This is Game On. I'm your host, Josh Silver, joining you every single Friday from 6 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, my wonderful and great producer, Speedy PD, also here as well. Again, you can check us out and other great shows live on the Worldwide Sports Radio Network. Go on worldwidesportsradio.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify. We're on all different social media platforms, and we'll see. But I'd definitely like to get to be involved in the show at some point a little bit later on. There's a lot to discuss, right? NBA free agency. The tampering window has officially started. Meetings are happening. Everything's going on. We just got breaking news. Draymond Green is back with the Warriors on a four-year, $100 million deal with Golden State. So he is officially back with the Golden State Warriors, and it looks like they're going to run it back with Curry, Klay, and Draymond, and Wiggins, and everybody, and they're going to try to win another championship. I personally think the window has closed, but we'll see for sure what happens and how everything unfolds. NHL draft happened. The NHL free agency period starts tomorrow as well, so that is exciting. So we're getting into that. Get into a little AEW New Japan Pro Wrestling Forbidden Door review. That's going to be a little bit later on in the show. I'll give you my thoughts on how that went, how the show went. I thought it was a really good show. I saw one of the best wrestling matches that I'd ever seen between Will Ospreay and Kenny Omega, so we'll discuss that later. And, of course, what is happening in the baseball season and why are the top payroll teams struggling and why are the bottom payroll teams doing well? Like the Cincinnati Reds, the Baltimore Orioles, Tampa Bay Rays, the Arizona Diamondbacks, all those teams are doing well. But then yet you have teams like the Mets and the Yankees and the Dodgers and the Astros and some other teams are struggling at times and everything like that. So we're going to discuss that a little bit later on the show. But I want to start the show with a leadoff spot. And leadoff hit number one is the report about ESPN and their layoffs that happened. We heard today, there's going to be a lot of cuts, including Jeff Van Gundy, Jalen Rose, they're canning the morning show with Max Kellerman, Jay Williams, and Keyshawn Johnson. They're not going to bring them back. Susie Colbert is also one of the cuts. So there's a lot of surprising names that you're starting to see. And from everything that I've read and that I've heard about the ESPN cuts and the reason they're doing these cuts is the fact that they don't want to hurt any of the people behind the scenes. Now, the people behind the scenes are not going to get paid exuberant amount of money. I'm biased. I'll be honest with you with this. Pat McAfee is one of my favorite shows. He's one of my favorite hosts out there. I think what he's done from the ground up in building his platform and building his brand has been unbelievable. Really amazing when you see what Pat McAfee can bring as an audience, right? Like, one, he gets Aaron Rodgers. Nobody else in the media really gets that kind of, you know, gets that. And you have somebody in Aaron's inner circle, in AJ Hawk, that is a connection to get Aaron Rodgers on the show. That alone, to me, it speaks volumes because that draws ratings and reviews. And people are going to wonder, what's Aaron's thought process during the season with the Jets? If they're doing well, if they're struggling. You're not, you're Stephen A. Smith, Chris Russo, you know, Colin Cowherd, Craig Carden, you know, these analysts are not out there getting Aaron Rodgers. That's the thing. And the reality of it is this. When you saw when Aaron Rodgers made the decision that he was coming to the Jets, how many people viewed Pat McAfee's show that day? And that was a 12 o'clock Tuesday afternoon during the week, a work day, let alone, and you're getting that kind of media attention that it's very tough for a lot of these people to get. So they signed Pat McAfee to this massive contract. And I know it seems like a lot of money, and it is. It could be a lot of money, and I understand that. Here's the reality. The way that Pat builds his brand and makes the show entertaining and everything like that. Now, we'll see how it comes to fruition, obviously. They said they could keep everything the same in ESPN. I don't know about the cursing and everything like that. I'm not sure how that's going to fly. But we'll see. We see Craig Carden going to FS1, things like that. It's really, but going back to the ESPN cuts, you know, I got to tell you something. You lose a Jeff Van Gundy, that's a massive loss. That's a huge loss because the thing about Jeff is he knows the game inside and out. He's a very good analyst. He has a lot of humor in him, but he knows the game very well. And it's going to be very interesting to see what Jeff does next. And also, I've heard Steve Young is another one of the cuts, too, that is likely going to happen, you know. Now, I said it. I think ESPN did right by bringing Impact. It was a no-brainer. I had this conversation with Errol where Errol, you know, said that, you know, Pat is getting a lot of money, and I understand that he's getting a ton of money. We know that. The reality is this. When you're getting that viewership and the people that are going to not only watch a show on television, but are going to watch the show on the ESPN YouTube channel, they're not going to generate the buzz that they've ever had on ESPN's YouTube channel like they will when Pat starts working there. I don't know the exact date of when it's happening, but, I mean, this was a no-brainer. Now, again, I have no idea what they're going to, you know, maybe Jalen Rose probably goes to NBA TV. I mean, these guys will get jobs. They're going to get jobs. These, you know, women and everything like that, men and women, they're going to get jobs. Like, Susie Colbert will get a job somewhere. I don't know where, but she will. You know, Rachel Nichols, she was let go, and she got a job, I believe, at I got to confirm that with Speedy. I believe it was NBC or something she got a job at. So she's doing just fine. You know, these things are happening, you know, they're going to happen, and it's, you know, with ESPN, it's tough to see because these are also other people's friends and family, and they're getting the cuts and everything. It's really difficult. But again, you're buying the audience of Pat McAfee. You have the audience for Stephen A. Smith. You may not like them. You may not agree with them. You may not be able to stand them, but the truth of the matter is that they have an audience. They have a fan base, you know, and everything like that. And really, when it comes down to these cuts are just happening because, like I said, ESPN is – they're not doing great. We know Disney runs ESPN. Disney is not doing well at all. I mean, what I recently saw for Disney Parks, they're doing a four-day ticket pass for $100 a day, which Disney never does. They're just not doing well right now, Disney as a whole. So it's messy. Now, again, how did they find the money to get Pat McAfee? Well, they got the money because they're cutting all these people. They're cutting all these people and their salaries, and that money is going towards these hosts now, like, such as the Stephen A. Smiths and the Pat McAfees. So that's item number one. Item number two is in regards to NBA free agency, and we'll touch a little bit on it a little bit later when we come back from the break at 6:20 as well. But of course, we see it now. Teams are really starting to have meetings with players. We see Brown from the Nuggets. He has four or five teams lined up. Dante DiVincenzo has teams lined up. Obviously, the big news that's coming about is James Harden is taking the one-year deal from the Sixers to work on a sign and trade. You wonder now, did he use the Rockets as leverage? Because he's not going to go to Houston now, as everybody assumed he would. where does James Harden end up? You're hearing the Clippers, you're hearing the Knicks, although people in the Knicks organization are very mixed on it, as they should be, because again, this is who I always compare James Harden to. I compare James Harden to the kids. If you've ever seen the South Park episode where they're playing baseball over the summer and they're all trying to lose on purpose because they don't want to play anymore. They want to hang out and play video games and go outside and not play baseball over the summer. So they're all trying to lose on purpose. That is who James Harden basically replicates. He's that person that doesn't give a damn about losing. He just wants to get his money and party. That's the attitude that James Harden has. That's why James Harden has never won anything great. He's won awards and everything like that. He's been to All-Star games. Wonderful. Good for him. And it's interesting. I want to give this credit. I believe Jeff threw this stat at me, a better tip. I think it's if he plays in California, Atlanta, or Miami, he always has bad games because that is where James Harden goes and parties the most because those are his favorite strip clubs. Now, see, if you don't know this, obviously James Harden always is at the different strip clubs. And he's always partying and everything. What I'm trying to figure out, what did Snug say? He said, what we really want to know is how will the Sober family celebrate 4th of July weekend? I imagine 2K pools, one at water, but you're feeling full of ice and cold beers. Actually, no, that is not happening. Snug, actually, we're all doing our different thing on 4th of July. So, everything like that. We're going back to James Harden. It really comes down to who wants to take on the contract, because the report is too, is he will get traded, but he will sign an extension with the team. And when I look at teams, I look at like the Clippers, right? The Clippers would be a team I would see him going to. The Knicks make no sense. No sense. With that team and with Tibbs and what he's going to ask for from Harden, it's not going to work. And it won't work because you have Jalen Brunson there already, who's a ball handler. You could take the ball out of his hands for James Harden. I mean, come on. Stop. It's not going to happen. I could see the Clippers. I just don't understand teams that would even want James Harden at this point, because he's somebody that has proven time and time again where he just collapses in the biggest spots. He gets very small in the big spots. He's somebody that I just don't think has the attitude of wanting to win. And he's never come out and has ever said, I care about winning. He's never even said that. That's the crazy thing, too. I feel like he knows. See, I would say the Lakers. My dad just texted me the Lakers. I would say the Lakers, I don't think the Lakers have the money. The thing of what you're trying to get at with James is he knows what the reports are. He has to. He's not deaf. He doesn't live under a rock. But he has to understand that when you look at what you're trying to get of a player to get you over the hump to the next level as a team, he's somebody you can't rely on. I mean, Joel Embiid won the MVP this year, and they lost in the second round of the playoffs after they had a 3-1 series lead. They had a 3-1 series lead, everything like that. You know, to me, that's where I look at the James Harden. I say, are you willing to risk picks, young players, and give a contract extension to this guy? That's a tall order to ask, I think. And look at James Harden in his career. He's had series leads with, he's had good teams around him, right? And he's had big series leads around him with Houston, with Philly, and he's lost those series every time. I don't even know if he's ever even gone to the conference. No, he did. He went to the conference finals once with Houston. And that's the crazy thing is I'm just trying to find a spot for James Harden where he can go and be successful. Now, if he goes to the Clippers, you know what I mean? To me, you really want James Harden in California, in L.A. Like, if you're the Clippers and you're Steve Ballmer, you're really going to sit there and you're going to say, yeah, this is a good investment. And I know, I know we just touched on it, the Lakers. Lakers don't have the money, I don't think, to get it done. That's the thing. But again, you're putting him in California, in Los Angeles, where he's going to party hard and not give a damn about winning already as it is. So I just don't know if that's a spot for James to go to. And he, you could sit there as a general manager or an owner, and you could say, this guy's worth the risk. If I'm the Kings, I'd stay away. That's a young team. You're building something there. Stay away. And no, Frankie, just because it's the Lakers, it doesn't mean they could do it. It's called a salary cap. That's why a salary cap is invented. Nevertheless, we will see where James Harden goes. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to dive more into NBA free agency, a little more into the NHL draft, NHL free agency, get into a little baseball conversation, and I'll get into some New Japan AEW stuff. Where do I think Kyrie Irving is going to end up? And who is going to want the services? We'll do that and so much more when we come back right here on Game On.
You're listening to the Worldwide Sports Radio Network.
Game on!
Game on!
We're back.
The juice is good!
You're listening to Game On with Josh Silverberg.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are back here live on the Worldwide Sports Radio Network. I am your host, Josh Silverberg. Of course, with me, my producer at this time, Speedy Petey. Again, you could listen to our show and all other great shows, worldwidesportsradio.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, Twitch, you name it, we're on it. Check us out. And I was talking into NBA free agency. And really, the next person I want to get into is Kyrie Irving. And the question is, where does Kyrie Irving end up? Now, the whole Phoenix Suns thing, that was that wound up being a rumor. I mean, look, if the Phoenix Suns got Kyrie Irving, it would not make any sense at all. You already have Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, and Bradley Beal there. You really want to get Kyrie Irving on that team, too? You want four guys that need the ball in their hand? That's not going to work. Here's some places I think Kyrie could end up. One, obviously, is Dallas. I think he is going to end up back in Dallas. I'd be surprised if he is not. I'm going to bring Speedy Petey in right now. Speedy, come on in with me for a second. I want to get your opinion on this because I didn't hear your opinion so far.
The comment wasn't working enough? It had to be...
No. It wasn't even a comment. It was... I'm trying to get your thoughts of teams that would want to meet with Kyrie. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm trying to think. I said obviously Dallas would want him back. They can offer him the most money. I mean, are there any teams in the Eastern Conference that can get him?
Realistically speaking, there's not going to be a lot of teams that are going to want him as it is. So it's going to be very hard to be able to judge that.
What's the Lakers payroll situation?
The Lakers have the two supermax contracts with LeBron and Anthony Davis. Both are going to make 45.
They just signed Reeves today.
So I think those are the only supermaxes, and I'm pretty sure Dennis Schroeder's on a regular max. So
and you have Russell too that they just brought back.
Right.
So can we explain to the people out there in the back? Because clearly some people are not listening. The Lakers cannot get Harden and Kyrie.
No. Unless they trade Anthony Davis, no.
You can't do it. Here's the thing. You guys sound so ridiculous. Some of you are saying that the Lakers, oh, they're a big market. It's people. This is not how, listen to me. Here's the reality. It's called a salary cap. Okay? You can't fit three supermax contracts on a team unless you do what the Miami Heat did years ago and have guys take pay cuts, which Bosch and LeBron and Wade all did. Which again, that's not going to happen anymore. Like James Harden is not going to take a discount to go to the Lakers. I mean, that's ridiculous. It's just asinine when you hear people say Harden Lakers. And I'm just saying to myself, I'm like, how is that even going to work? Like, how is it working with the Warriors?
The Warriors are going to have to probably trade Wiggins. That's the only
way
it's gonna work.
And honestly, I would have kept Wiggins
going after Chris Paul.
Green.
Yeah.
Over Green.
Oh, over Draymond Green, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. I don't understand the notion of people would just assume that these players are going to go to the big markets when these teams don't have money. Like, you're hearing reports that, like, either Kawhi or Paul George could be in a deal for James Harden. Let me tell you something. If the Sixers could get Kawhi or Paul George in a deal for James Harden, Daryl Morey would be like, all right, done, deal, we're done, we're good, in. Yeah, why am I even going to discuss anymore? All right, you want to do Paul George for James Harden? Sure, we'll do it right now. Why would the Clippers do that? It doesn't make any sense where these things are coming from. And again, you know, so I, you know, Speedy, I might ask you to come back in a little bit after, but thank you. I appreciate you.
I'm on the camera's acting weird for some reason. So I don't know.
That's okay. Listen, I mean, you can stay in this. You can stay in.
I'm staying on audio.
Yes, that's fine. That's perfect. Cause I might ask you more questions. Cause that's what you do. That's why you're Mr. We know they say Mr. You're Mr. Relevant. That's what you are. You are the network. I tell you that all the time, but I wanted to really just have people understand that there is a cap that does exist. Again, the Lakers have, as Speedy said, two super max contracts in LeBron Davis. They just signed Reeves to a deal. They just signed Russell to a deal. They have Schroeder on a deal. It's not going to work to get Harden or Kyrie. It's not going to work. Because remember, Kyrie's a free agent. Okay, this is not a sign and trade with Dallas. He hasn't agreed to that. Now, listen. If Kyrie leaves to go to another place, the Dallas Mavericks and Mark Cuban need to seriously have a sit down and say to themselves, you know, let's think back to when we had Jalen Brunson a year ago and we let him walk. After Brunson gave us two different chances to re-up the contract with him, and we didn't do it. And then when we wanted to do it, it was too late. And the Dallas Mavericks could be the ones left dusted in the, you know, left in the dust. Because they decided to get greedy and they were like, yeah, well, you know, when Luka went out, you know, Jalen Brunson only carried us to the Western Conference Finals and then Luka came back. I mean, it made no sense, you know, to me, where you know, you look at what the Dallas Mavericks' thought process is. I don't get it. I've never understood it. Look at the Porzingis deal. It's a deal that has not worked. It's not worked. The Knicks are going to get that draft pick at some point. Now, the Knicks should have gotten that draft pick this year. Silver should have came down hard on Dallas for basically coming out and saying, we tanked on purpose. I don't think they should have been allowed to pick. But, you know, then again, Adam Silver only gave John Morant how many games suspension? I can't remember. So, and everything like that. Oh, 25. And we have breaking baseball news, by the way. How about this? Just coming in from Speedy. The Texas Rangers have just acquired Aroldis Chapman from the Kansas City Royals. So Aroldis Chapman is going to the Texas. Boy, wouldn't that be something? The Yankees play the Rangers in the playoffs and Chapman just clobbers the Yankees and just sticks it to them. But this has been a problem for the Texas Rangers all year, right? It's been their bullpen. Their bullpen has been their Achilles heel. They have a good rotation. Their lineup is, I mean, their whole lineup is starting the All-Star game. And it's funny, their best power hitter, Nate Lau, is not even starting for them. So, to me, when I look, Speedy, when you get an opportunity, just tell me what the trade was and what.
Yeah, it's two prospects, Cole Reagans and Rony Cabrera.
Were they like high level prospects?
I'm not sure. I don't know the Rangers farm system that well to know that.
Okay. Well, if you go on MLB.com and just type in Rangers prospects, I'm sure they'll come up. But I can't imagine they're big time prospects because he's on a 1 year contract, and everything like that. But it's like, to me. You know, I guess we'll get into the baseball conversation now, right? We're talking about baseball and these trades that happen. And it's interesting. I wanted to get into the high payroll teams and the low payroll teams, you know, and everything. That see, it's interesting because Nunn says that Chapman, I think last I checked, was throwing on 102 again, 103. So maybe we just need to get out of New York. A possibility, a lot of these guys do. When I look at the high price bay payroll teams in baseball, right? You're looking at the Mets, the Yankees, the Dodgers, right now the Astros. And you're saying to yourself, "What? Why are these teams not doing well?" Then you look at the low payroll teams of the Orioles, the Rays, the Marlins, the Reds, and everything like that. And you say to yourself, how is it working out for those teams, but not for the high payroll teams? And I started thinking about this the other day, and it was interesting. I came up with the solution of maybe these teams were more prepared for the rule changes than some of these high payroll players, you know, these high payroll teams were. Could be a case of that. I mean, look, how many pitch clock violations have the Mets had this year? How many issues have, you know, what the Yankees have had this year, you know? Everything of that nature. You're trying to, you know, the Dodgers, you know, and everything. And yeah, none of them were top 30 in their farm system, so nothing. So that's what I figured. It was a 1 year. It's a 1 year deal. He's doing 102, 103 this year. So clearly something's right for him. Maybe he's juicing. I don't know. You know. So I mean, you look at where these high payroll stuff are. You know, I actually forgot the Padres as well. You know, so it's interesting, right? You're looking at these teams, like I said, and you say to yourself, what's not working for these teams? I think one massive issue is when a lot of players get their money, they get, my dad likes to use this term a lot, fan happy is what my dad likes to say about players that get contracts. Fat and happy in regards to what they're getting. Like, look at Manny Machado. Manny Machado just signed, I believe, a 10-year deal, right, with the Padres. He's having a terrible season. Xander Bogaerts, a terrible season. Verlander for the Mets, a terrible season. Scherzer's not having a great season, but he's not having a bad season. He's not. And his ERA is going to drop even further. And if it drops even further, teams are going to want him. I think I said the other day, I did the Giants and the Diamondbacks are two teams that would be interested in Scherzer. And if the Mets are willing to eat a lot of the contract, I bet you a team would be willing to trade a good prospect. I firmly believe that. I know Speedy was on the side of Errol the other day, saying he doesn't think they would net a good prospect. I disagree. If the Mets are paying most of the contract, and if the trade happens and Scherzer has a 3.5 ERA, you're telling me that an Arizona team who has an opportunity to make some noise in the playoffs have a chance to get Max Scherzer, but the Mets paying most of their salary wouldn't want to trade a good prospect? I disagree completely. I think teams would be lining up for that. Oh, you're going to pay most of the salary? The guy's having a good season. He's been playing well. Sure, we'll trade you a good prospect because we don't ever get to have these runs as a franchise and as an organization. Both Orioles, the Cincinnati Reds. You know, I feel like some of these teams have enough in their farm to be willing to trade one player. That's how I look at it. Is, you know what I mean? So when you're when you know, like I said, if Scherzer, by the time the trade happens, has a 3.6 ERA and he's pitching well in his last 2 months, and you're going into the trade deadline, if you're Arizona and you're Baltimore, you're Cincinnati, and you have an opportunity to make some noise, you know what I mean? I think that could get you a top 15 prospect, especially if you're paying most of that salary. That's how I view how I think the trade deadline should go for these certain teams. Now listen, the San Diego Padres. Here's the thing with the Mets. The Mets have one long term deal, and that's Lindor. If you want to put Nimmo on there too, but Nimmo's actually playing very well. The Padres have Bogaerts, Tatis, Musgrove, Darvish, Machado. All these guys on long term deals. They have like five or six guys on 8, 9, 10 year deals. This is really going to hurt them in the future, and they haven't even touched Soto yet, and they're probably not going to be able to. I don't know how they're going to. You know, but like I said, I think maybe some of these teams, you know, you look at a team like the Toronto Blue Jays. What's their problem? Why can't they put it together, right? They Alec Manoa looks like a shell of himself. He's given up 11 runs in A-ball. I mean, that's a killer for Toronto because he was supposed to be their ace this year, Manoa, along with Gausman and Bassett and Ryu, who was things out for the year, and everything like that. And Romero's been having a good year as a closer, but it's just very odd when you're seeing these high price, high salary teams. Now, a team like Atlanta, they're doing well. A team I want to give a lot of credit to and a lot of kudos to is the San Francisco Giants, right? The Giants, they missed out on Judge. They missed out on a lot of the guys that they were targeting. They wanted Correa. They didn't get any of those guys. And yet, here they are, 46-35, second place, wild card team. You know, this is really what it comes down to, is when you look at where one team's had to listen, you could spend and take risks, but you need to spend wisely. And I just don't think, when I look at a team like the Mets and the Yankees and these teams, they're spending on older players. That's one, not going to help. But then you also look at a team like, you know, like the Dodgers and the Padres, who decided to put all of these players, these young players, together and give them high price contracts and think this is going to work. That's not how it's going to happen. It doesn't work that way. And that's something I think a lot of these baseball savants need to understand. And that's why I think the Mets are going to be sus. Listen, I trade Tommy. Why wait to the trade deadline? Trade Tommy Pham now. You're not getting anything good for him, but you get something back for him. So losing him on a one-year deal, trade him. Trade Scherzer. You know, trade, I don't know, who else you got? Narvaez. Go trade Marte. Go trade Canna. Trade any of these guys. Do it. And you can only imagine what Shohei Ohtani is going to get in free agency next year. You know, it's going to be just, you know, and this is why, again, this is why, as a Mets fan this year, I'm very frustrated with this team, because I look at this organization, I look at this team, and look, I think they're going to hire David Stearns as the president of baseball operations. But the thing of it is, there's no baseball. There is, you know, and they're not trading Alonso. He's the face of the franchise. You're not trading Alonso. And I know where she's getting that from. She, you know, I'm not going to get into it. You don't, in my opinion, you can't sit there if you're Billy Epler and let things happen and say to yourself, this is okay. They lose Edwin Diaz, they do nothing. They lose Quintana, they do nothing. You know, these are just things, you know, thank you, Snug. I appreciate that. I mean, geez, trade Alonso. I mean, that's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Silly. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more baseball. We'll get into some NHL conversation. Free agency there starts tomorrow. Are the Islanders going to do anything? The Rangers seem to be signing a former villain of theirs in the 2014 Stanley Cup Final. We'll get into all that and so much more when we're back here on Game On.
You're listening to the Worldwide Sports Radio Network.
Game On!
Game On!
We're back!
The shoot
is You're listening to Game On with Josh Silverberg.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. This is Game On Live right here on the Worldwide Sports Radio Network, and I wanted to go to an extra break because there's been a lot of free agency flurry already. I'm going to get into it right now really quickly. Kyle Kuzma back with the Wizards on a four-year, $102 million deal. Kobe White back with the Bulls, 3 years, $40 million. Jeremy Grant, I believe, has signed, yep, 5 years, $160 million deal with the Portland Trailblazers. Caris LeVert is back with the Cavs. And I saw somewhere, I don't know, I could be wrong. I don't think I'm wrong. Oh, here we go. Max Strus has left Miami to go sign a 4 year, $64 million deal with Cleveland Cavaliers. So there's a lot happening. George Nang is going to the Cavs for 3 years, $36 million. I mean, there's just money being thrown around left and right here. Speedy, any surprises on those thoughts, on those signings?
That Kuzma went back to the Wizards, I was very surprised, because that team looks like it's directionless right now.
And also,
I like the move for Cavs. Max Strus going to Cleveland.
Bruce Brown's going to the Pacers.
Well, that's interesting. But they're a rising team. I guess maybe did he get the money? How much money did he get? Because maybe that's what he's seeking now off a championship.
Yeah,
we see
check.
Guys do that.
Let me see what Bruce Brown just got from Pacers. Give me 1 second.
I like the moves for Cleveland, though. Max Strus, because they needed a guy that could be a knockdown three-point shooter, I think, to help out
their
guards.
2 years, $45 million.
Okay, yeah. That might have been more than what he got with a contending team, because he was mostly a role player slash bench player type that was impactful, and I guess he's catering to that championship NBA Finals breakout performance. And we see, especially in basketball, we see a lot of those role players get bigger roles, bigger contracts from other teams.
And there it is, Kyrie Irving is back with the Dallas Mavericks, 3 years for $126 million, with a player option in the third season.
We'll see. We'll see if
Kyrie
it lasts
Irving,
there.
Kyrie Irving is officially back with the Dallas Mavericks. Look at that. $42 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
God bless them. They're doing God's work by bringing those boys in. I tell you what. Boy, let me tell you something. That Jalen Brunson deal looks like a great deal for the Knicks now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Jesus Christ. What are we doing?
Not what Mark Cuban's doing.
They gave it to him. I can't believe, I cannot believe they actually signed Kyrie to that deal. They're going to regret that deal, man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but look, let me ask you, did Dallas really have a choice after the trade they made?
No, they have the slot. They had to make that money work somewhere. And there's nothing else really available.
They brought the guy in. He sabotaged the team. And I'm wondering how Luka's going to feel about this.
I know. He's going to be gone.
I think Luka's going to be very upset about this. I don't think Luka's a fan of Kyrie. I think Luka's going to be annoyed by this, and he's going to tell, I think here's the other thing, and you got to remember this too. If James Harden wants out, who's going to be the number two on Philly? And that's where Joel Embiid's going to come in. Is Joel Embiid going to say, I want out, because clearly the situation in Philly is not getting any better? Does Embiid want out? Does he say, I've had enough? Do I want to leave and go to another place because it's not working here in Philly and I have prime years right now? I just came off an MVP season. This is not, and everything like that. So I'm very curious what Embiid does. And the other thing I wanted to bring up too is it's weird, right? Brian Windhorst said that he's been hearing rumblings of weird things happening in Cleveland this offseason that's going to shock people and everything like that. Then Donovan Mitchell goes to the Mets game with Allen Houston, the assistant general manager, Stephen A. Smith, and Spike Lee. If you're Cleveland, do you just trade him to the Knicks and you get a good amount back? Because he's not going to sign there long term. He's gone when his contract's up. He's going to leave. You have a lot of value now. I think the Knicks would be willing to give up good assets for Mitchell. And you wonder if you're Cleveland, do you just say, well, listen, we couldn't even get out of the first round last year. Do we just do this now? We know he's not going to be here long term. We know he's a very humbled person. He's not going to say it. Because remember, Mitchell did not say he wanted out of Utah. Danny Ainge just traded him. He didn't ask for it. He was out. Does Mitchell not say anything, but pretty much are the tea leaves there where Cleveland says, let's just trade him. He doesn't want to be here. We know this. He's not going to tell us this, but it is what it is. Everything like that. I mean, look, it's just a matter of, So, to me, I look at how really when I see this Donovan Mitchell situation is Dude, you're in a box with the assistant general manager of the Knicks. I mean, can you make it more obvious than it is that you don't want to be here in Cleveland? But listen, I appreciate Mitchell for not saying it. You know what I mean? So to me, when I really look at how the Knicks are and everything like that, the Knicks have good pieces they could trade for Mitchell. It's just if you're the Cavs, because you know he's not going to want to be here long term. Do you do this now? Do you just say let's cut our losses? We couldn't win in the first round with him last year. We lost in 5 games. And we could trade for some of those pieces that beat us in that series. You know, is that what happens? You know? So, we'll see what happens with that. But there's a lot going on in free agent. Speedy will keep you, Speedy will keep us posted on any updated breaking news. But Jeremy Grant going to Portland, 5 years, 160. I mean, shit. You know, Grant's a good player, but he ain't worth 160. Come on. Not worth 160. NHL news, the draft happened. Everything like that. We saw Connor Bedard obviously going number one to the Chicago Blackhawks. So an organization that doesn't deserve a damn thing gets the number one overall pick, because some of us feel, again, one of them. You know? It's ridiculous that a team that had the penalties that they had, they get to have the number one overall pick. And, you know, we'll see how Bedard is. I mean, people are saying he's the best prospect since Austin Matthews. We'll see. I mean, we'll see how these players and these prospects turn about. We know tomorrow NHL free agency started. News came out that Jonathan Quick is going to sign a 1-year deal with the New York Rangers once free agency opens up tomorrow. So Quick is going to be the new backup for the Rangers behind Shesterkin. So we'll see how that goes. The Islanders need a scorer. The Bruins, sounds like Bertuzzi is not going to be back with the Bruins. I keep hearing the Bruins are open to trading one of their two goalies. Me personally, I would trade Ullmark over Swayman, because Swayman is younger. And Ullmark had a ridiculously amazing season. You know what I mean? And everything like that. So to me, when I look at how the way the, in regards to where the Bruins are, I would trade Ullmark. He's got the highest value right now. I just want a Vezina, so I would trade him. All right, Speedy, it's time. Let's get to that buzzer beater. Go for it, man. Thank you, sir. And my buzzer beater tonight is in regards to AEW New Japan's Forbidden Door pay-per-view. It was a great show last Sunday. Kenny Omega and Will Ospreay tore the house down in that match. It was great. They got, what I saw was from Dave Meltzer, 6 stars. It was well worth it. Brian Danielson, who broke his arm with 10 minutes to go in the match, finished the match against Okada and won. The Fatal 4-Way match was great, but what I like the most about when they do these shows, these Forbidden Door shows, is you're putting two very good products together, and you're meshing them into dream matches of what people would love to see and people care about. And to me, I thought what was interesting was, again, you put Omega Ospreay together, people want to see that. You put Okada Danielson together, people want to see that. And you combine that together, and that's really what makes that show Forbidden Door every year special, is because you're putting teams every single season, or products every single season, basically, together. And to me, I think that is a very, very good thing. It's a great thing for the wrestling fans who want to see these dream matches, because you have guys coming over from Japan, you know, that are traveling and everything like that. And it's not, you know, this year they went to Canada. Last year they were in Chicago. It's not a light travel. It's hours and hours. They're on the plane doing these, trying to, you know, get these matches together and everything like that. But it's interesting to see where AEW and New Japan ended up with this. I think it's fantastic. I think it's great for the sport of professional wrestling, because that's what AEW is. They're professional wrestling, whereas WWE is sports entertainment. That's the difference people have to understand. But, yep, I thought it was a great show. A lot of fun to watch. But, yeah, so We'll keep it there. Tune in, ladies and gentlemen, to Game On next Friday, same time, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll go over some more stuff, NBA, NHL free agency, different things, baseball, so on and so forth. We'll get into all the different stuff next week. NBA free agency has started now, so it's flying off the rails. NHL free agency is going to start tomorrow at noon on a Saturday, which is fantastic. Also, be careful out there, especially living where we are in New York, New Jersey. Everything, be careful with the wildfire. Air quality is not good again. So just be careful of that. Be alert. Be aware of when you're going outside to just keep them, moderate. Don't go outside for too long. But thank you so much to the fans for tuning in. Speedy, as always, thank you so much. Thanks again. Again, actually, my phone lines should be up and running by next week. The phone lines will be up and running next week. So you'll be able to call on the show, which is going to be awesome and fantastic. Can't wait for that. That's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you so much to the fans out there. Ladies and gentlemen, check out our other great shows here at worldwidesportsradio.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Periscope, Twitch. Check out Sports Loudmouths, Wise Guys, The Herd Show, The Betting Show. Go on and on. You've got the Weekend Crunch on 103.9. You can listen to that on, I believe, on IR Radio and so much more. You can listen to that at 7 p.m. tomorrow with Errol and Speedy. That, and also, yes, Kenny's show, 12 o'clock noon on Sundays. Very good show. And again, there could be robes on there as well. So check that out for sure. Thank you so much, fans. Have a great weekend. Enjoy yourselves. Enjoy NBA and NHL free agency. Have a good one. We'll talk to you next Friday. This is Game On live right here on the Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to the Worldwide Sports Radio Network.